There has never been a leader like Jesus. Never. Never will be again. Because what he did was not just to change the course of human history, he changed the course of eternal history. No leader has ever done that except for Jesus. And Jesus as a leader has been referred to as dangerous, radical, contagious. In other words, he was what he said he was. He lived what he preached. There was no discontinuity between what he was saying to people and the life he lived. And who was he? Well, he was born in a nothing village called Bethlehem. He was raised in a nothing town called Nazareth. His parents were not rich or famous. They weren't connected to royalty or the political system. His father was a carpenter. He was a carpenter. He never owned a home, never owned his own transportation, a horse or a donkey. He didn't have possessions like we have. He didn't invest in an IRA or something like that. He was just there for our sake. He was a great leader. And because of his death and resurrection, we're here today. So in 3 years, just 3 years, he made an impact on people, and then after his death and resurrection, made an even greater impact, so that today thousands, millions of people are celebrating, as we are celebrating, the victory of Jesus Christ over the power of sin and death. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves is this: does all that make any difference in our lives? Does the resurrection really get into our lives and change us? Do we live our beliefs? Or are they simply something we celebrate maybe a couple times a year? But when we go out these doors, we go right back into our own way of doing things. Can we be called radical Christians? Could we be called contagious Christians? Could we be called dangerous Christians? Would our friends know by the way we speak and act that, in fact, we believe in Jesus Christ, or at least say we do? Would people say to us, you know, that guy or that gal always has to bring Jesus into the conversation? Anybody say that of us? Wouldn't it be wonderful if that were the case? Because that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be contagious, dangerous Christians who are always saying to people, it's all about Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not. The culture isn't. The president isn't. Our country isn't. It's Jesus Christ. And in baptism, we have been immersed into his death and resurrection so that you and I are called to be faithful disciples, disciples who are determined every single day in some way to make it clear to everyone else that it's all about Jesus Christ. Do we eat, sleep, dream, act Jesus Christ every moment of the day? Again, would people know we're Christians by what we say and what we do? And yet, let's face it, when we go to the Lord after death, it's not going to matter if we owned a house, we owned a car, we had a family. What's going to matter is whether or not what we say we believed, we lived, we practiced every single day. Because that's why we were created. We were created to be faithful disciples of God, to do what Mary Magdalene did. When she saw the empty tomb, she didn't say, oh, that's nice. She immediately ran back to Jerusalem where the people were waiting and said, hey, something great has happened. Then Peter and John ran to the tomb. They were excited. They were convicted. They were convinced that history had changed once and for all. And as we hear Peter preaching after the resurrection, here's this guy who was a loser. And yet, when he was convinced that Jesus Christ was his Lord and Savior, he could not stop talking about Jesus. Can we stop talking about Jesus? Do we stop talking about Jesus? Do we stop living the reality of what we're celebrating right now? This is not about flowers, chocolate rabbits, and I have nothing against chocolate rabbits. Believe me, I don't. But those are just part of a celebration of something much, much, much more eternal, deeper, fantastic. The fact that God saves us from ourselves and says, look, if you want to be with me for all eternity, be faithful to me, follow me. He has done all the heavy lifting. All we have to do is say yes each and every day, and then live what we say we believe, which means carrying a cross, suffering, giving to others so that others may have life, even if it means our death, to do all the things that Jesus did, because again, he was the great leader because he lived exactly what he taught. There was no discontinuity. And if there is discontinuity in our lives, then we have to do some work. We have to pray. We have to act. We have to learn. We have to be involved with other like-minded disciples so that, in fact, we may be known by the time we die as dangerous disciples of the Lord, contagious Christians, radicals, who always, always, always talk about Jesus because we truly believe he is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, in baptism, as I say, we were immersed into the death and resurrection of Jesus. We emerged from the water as a new creation. But more importantly, we were commissioned through our baptisms to do what Jesus did, to go out into the world and proclaim the good news of salvation, to talk to people about Jesus, to say, do you know Jesus? Do you know who he is? How much he loves you? He loved you so much he died for you. He wants you to be a part of his eternal kingdom. Is that something you want? Walk with me. Let's talk. Let's learn together. Let's pray together. That's what we're called to do, because there are far, far too many people in the world today who live in darkness and despair. And it's our job. It's our job. Not Jesus. He helps us to do it, but we are his body. It's our job to go out and find especially those who live in darkness and despair and tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. That's your job. That's my job. It's everyone's job. Doesn't matter how young we are, how old we are, how healthy or infirm we are. We have been given this great commission by the Lord to share in his ongoing work of salvation so that everyone can come to know Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. And again, we may not have great backgrounds. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we've gone to college, own a house, own a car. None of that matters. It matters that we are convinced and convicted as followers of Jesus Christ that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's what we are called to live and to preach each and every day. So it's not just me as a priest. It's not just Deacon Rick as a deacon. It's everyone, everyone. In fact, you as the laity are out there in the world. You're at the marketplace. You're in your workspaces. People need everywhere to hear the gospel message preached. So if we look out in the world, we see darkness. We see despair. It's not because that's what God intended or simply because it is. It's because maybe we're not doing our job well. We're not living our Christian commitment well. We're not contagious Christians. We're not dangerous Christians. We're not radical Christians who think nothing of, well, perhaps giving up everything and following the Lord, faithfully knowing that it doesn't matter what I give in service to God in this life, God is my treasure. He is already my reward. So as we come together on this Easter day and on every Sunday, which is a little Easter day, we're called to remind ourselves of the gift and the ongoing gift of salvation that God is offering to us. We want to be able to say, yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. I praise and worship you. And then once we have been nourished by the word of God and his very flesh and blood, we have to go forth as his disciples and do the work we have been given. And again, we have been commissioned, like Peter and Paul, like all the saints throughout history, to go forth with the good news of salvation, to preach it, to literally say it is about Jesus. We can't just think people will assume that. We've got to say it's about Jesus and to live the gospel by reaching out to those in need, reaching out to those who live in darkness and despair, to help those who are hungry, to those who are homeless. All those things are part of the preaching of the gospel. And so when push comes to shove, the question is, are we truly grateful for what God has done for us? Does the resurrection really mean anything to us? Has it made a difference in our lives? Are we willing to give our lives to our brothers and sisters as Jesus gave his life for all of us? That's the basic question we're called to consider each and every day and to keep renewing our commitment to what Jesus did and our commission to proclaim the gospel, to live it. That's why we're here. That's why we come every Sunday to remember who Jesus is in our lives, who we are called to be disciples, and who is out there in the world waiting for one of us to bring the gospel message, the Easter message to them, so that they too may be immersed in the waters of baptism and emerge as a new creation, a new light of Christ, another Christ in the world, and perhaps be known someday as a very dangerous Christian, a contagious Christian, or a radical Christian.